Vayu chaye soro, and the pasuk there says shnei chaye soro. Chazal say in the Medrash that Be'emet Soro was misbaser about the Akedah, and that's what caused her to be parcha neshmasa. But one would think that maybe therefore she was nifter koidim zmano. That's why the pasuk is mechadish. No, shnei chaye soro. Anyway, this is Be'emet, the amount of time she was supposed to leave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesoibeim HaSibois worked out that yes, she was nifteres because of the Besura, but at the proper time. And the Yisoid of this Avoida is that it could be, it's even part of the Nisoyin of the Akedah. The Pasuk says, V'hoster Satan Milfaneinu Me'achareinu. There could be a master that Avraham Avinu, after going through all the process of the Nisoyin of the Akedah, maybe would have Charota afterwards when it causes the Patir of Sarah. No, that he's Oymed in that Chaluk of the Nisoyin also. V'hoster Satan Milfaneinu Me'achareinu. Now, the Pasuk spells it out separately. Meya shona, esrim shona, v'sheva shonim. Chazal darshan bas kuf ki bas chof. There's many pshatim in that. Pastas bas chof means beloy chait, because in dinei shomayim a person's only nenash after esrim shona. But it's a little modna, soif ko soif. Be dinei adam, a person is already nenash at bat mitzvah. So why was it mudgash to bas chof? So the Briskerov says pshat is some rishonim want to change the girsa because of that. It's kebat zayin b'loy chet. Bas kuf kebat zayin b'loy chet. And also the other way. Bas chof means bas chof liyoyfi, because the ikar yoyfi is talked by chof, not by zayin. Why bas chof kebat zayin liyoyfi? Zok to Briskerov, the Gemara says in Yevamish that Sora was an islandess. And since Sora was an islandess, on one hand, first of all, an islandess, even in Dinei Adam, only becomes a gedoyla at the age of 20. So it doesn't mean because Oynes Shemayim is at 20. As an islandess, she taka becomes a gedoyla at 20, so she's b'li chay till 20. And also the other chaylik, if the yoifi, bas kuf ke bas chof, if bas chof ke bas zayin is because by an islandess, after 7 comes the simoni kiur. The yisoid was that she didn't get the simoni kiur of islandess. I heard once a different shad, a little bit of the derech drash, bas kuf ke bas chof, kapitul kuf in Tehillim is mizmar l'soida. Kapitul kuf. Kapitul chof is Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. Some people there avoid this atfilah is Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara dik. By some people it's Mizmar l'soida dik. By tzara it was kulim shavim. Bas kuf ke bas chof. Sai the tzura of oymed l'fnei boira in a oifin of Mizmar l'soida, and sai the oymed l'fnei boira in the oifin of Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, it was kulim shavim. Bas kuf ke bas chof. What's pshat in Bas Zayin? Daf in Zuchin in Kapitel Zayin or something. It could fear ois the word. The Medrash says, Medrash Achanorot in Parshas Chayisora, Rabbi Kiva hoye yoyshev v'doyresh v'atzibor mitznamnein. Bikesh lo'oyeron. Rabbi Kiva was darshening and he saw that the tzibor was falling asleep. So Omar, he said, Maro Esther shetim loich al kuf chav zayin medinois. Why was Esther zoicha to 127 medinois? Ela! Tavoy Esther, Shahoisa Bas Bidoy Shal Sarah, Esther, who's the great granddaughter of Sarah, that she lived fully 127 years, so that's why Esther, the granddaughter, was Zoicha to 127 Medinas. So the Shaila is, what's the birth, what's the connection between Sarah and Esther, and why was this an Akuda that Rabbi Kiva saw that the Oilam was Menamneim, so he wanted to be Ma'oira then. So the Erste Zach is, if you see that the Tzibur is Menamneim, always a good way to get a catch at the Olam is to say a word on Megillus Esther. That certainly could be also a pshat in this medrash. Bikesh lo'oyeron. The Chacham Sofer says a pshat that the pasuk says Shnecha Yisora. The pasuk says Be'emes the Hesped of Avraham Atzora was from Eishes Chayil, and the pasuk says Vatokam Bo'oid Laila, because a person has to be Oyved Es Hashem B'yoyim Uva Laila. For those learning Cheskes Abatim, you need Ritzufis B'yoyim Uva Laila. And the pshat is, if you only have Yoyim and not Laila, then it's L'chatzoyim. Then if anything, Sarah's going to live 127, she lived 63 and a half years. It's not the full 127. So the Medrash is saying, and Rabbi Kiva wants to be Ma'oyer the Oilam, Mishnayim for Shlofen by Nacht. You know, like I said, I learned by the day, it's enough. No, Bikesh Ma'oyer that they should learn by the night also. Why? Because why was Esther Amalka Zoycha to a full 127 Medinas, not just the 63 Medinas? Because Bater. She was Basbita Shal Sora that put in Koiches Vatokam Ba'oid Laila Bein B'yomim and Bein B'leilois. Now another pshat I saw, very interesting, What does it mean Sarah was the Moilich on 127 Medinas? It's one big Medina with 127 states, but it's one Medina. What makes it 127? So the Emes says, no, it's Taka 127. Every one of those 127 Medinas, Mehoidu Bad Kush, Avada was a massive, that each one had a different language, a different ethnic background, it's separate Medinas, it's 127 Medinas. Similarly by Sora, and it's because anyone, but when you're describing Sora, that Shnei Chaya Sora, that Kulam Shovim L'Toiva, what we're trying to bring out is that every year is different, through life, right? Ba'avim Zokin, it says, Baba Yomim. Similarly, you have Soras, Baba Shonin. Every year with its trials, with its schuyas, with its opportunities, and it was Bishlemus. It's not that every year is the same. It's not just more of the same. It's always a little different. There's a twist. There's always a different design, a different opportunity, a different nakuda. The God was just to keep it beretzah, beretzifus, year after year, and similarly, like by Esther, was Medina after Medina. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dafnun Ches, at the end of Cheskes Abatim, the Gemara says there's a whole Seder at Barim of describing what it looks like in the Maris HaMachpelah, and it says Avram Goni Bechanfei the Sora, that Avram and Sora together in Maris HaMachpelah. So the Sforim explained, how could Avram and Sora be in the same place, in the same Madrega? So there's a Cheshbon that works out. We mentioned the other week, it's a Machlekes, but according to the Rambam in one Girsa, Avram Avinu was Hikiris Boiroi at age 48. Now, Avram lives 175. If you take away from that 48, it's exactly 127. So since Avram starts with Hikaris Bairi from 48, that's taka parallel, that it's Shoveh with Sarah, the 127. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the hesped of Avram on Sarah was Be'emes Eishes Chayil. And the Pasuk says, Dorsha Tzemeru Pishtim. What's the Nakud of Dorsha Tzemeru Pishtim? So the Medrash even is Madgish. Dorsha Tzemeru Pishtim. Tzemeru Pishtim, the difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael. That Sora told him, Garei Sha'oma Hazois Vespinoza, you should send away Yishmael. The Pshat is, you have Yitzchak and you have Yishmael. But you can't mix the two. The message over here is that's Klayim. You can't say, oh, we'll do it. It's a little bit Yitzchakism and a little bit Yishmaelism and Sezamen, we'll make up a Klayim that can be Tzias. No. You don't mix the Yitzchak and the Yishmael. That was the message he was saying. Now, another twist you can say in that is, we know the classic case of Essay Doicha Loisensei. Essay Doicha Loisensei is learned out from Klayim B'tzitzis. What's the pshat Klayim B'tzitzis? That the Baal is a mitzvah's essay of Tzitzis, it's Doicha the love of Klayim. Similarly, Avraham Avinu had a dilemma. And it's the same matter, it's stressing the Shiluach of Yishmael. Avraham Avinu has a dilemma. On one hand, Lo yuchal levaker es hasnua lefnei ben ahuva. Lemaisa, Yishmael is his bachar, it's his older son, it's his oldest son. But on the other hand, it's a tzivi from Hashem. Koila she'toymar ilecho sora shma b'koila. But what should he listen to? Should he listen to the tzivi to send away Yishmael? Because that's what Sora, and Hashem is telling him to listen to Sora. But on the other hand, he has lo yuchal levaker, he has a bachar over here. He learned that from Dorsha Tzemeru Pishtim. Dorsha Tzemeru Pishtim is the din of Esei Doicha Loisesei of Tzitzis. That the essay of Shiluach Yishmael is doicha the lav of not being mevaker and giving the bechayra and the kavod haroi to Yishmael. Now you have the parsha over here of Avraham Avinu buying the Ma'aret HaMachpelah. The Ma'aret HaMachpelah, this forum explained, is called Machpelah. It's Kefel Hay. Hay represents an oilon. The Ma'aret HaMachpelah is the place where there's a chibor. There's a chibor between, it's in Chevron, Lashon Chibor. It's the chibor between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Yeshene Chevron, the Chazal say, the Yeshene Chevron are there. The people, the Ovois that are covering Ma'aret HaMachpelah are there. But Derech Klal, the Shama has an Aliyah and it goes up into the Olam HaSel Yoinim. No. Avram Sora, the ones that are buried in Ma'aret HaMachpelah are Yeshene Chevron. I heard once, the Rashi says Machpelah, Bayis v'aliyah al gabov. What's bayis v'aliyah al gabov? The Derech Klal, the Neshama has an aliyah. It goes up and up, and it's different places already. Not in the Ma'aret HaMachpelah. The Ma'aret HaMachpelah is that connector, the chibor between this world and that world. And the aliyah's Neshama that Avram and Adam and all the buried in the Ma'aret HaMachpelah, it's bayis v'aliyah al gabov. It's all buried still there. I saw this farm brought down by Emes over here. We know that this is the Makom Kvura. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a different Madrega. V'lo yoda is just Kvurasai. However, there's mechila, there's a mechila, there's a tunnel, there's a connection wherever we don't know where Kfuras Moshe is. It's nischaber also to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. And Avraham Avinu was zoiche to the hisgalus of the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah already at the time when he went to do chesed. He was running after the bakar to be able to do chesed with Hachnosis Orchim, which Hachnosis Orchim is godol Ashros Hashchina. It's being mechaber oilam hazan oilam haba, and that's where he's zoicha to be connected to this place, Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. That's where he's zoicha to be connected to it. Now he has to buy it, he has to be goyled, it belongs to the Bnei Ches, it belongs to Ephraim, and he buys it from them, the Kesef Mole. There's a gewaldike chiddush in the Arachayim HaKadosh, and you do it, the Kapella, the Arachayim HaKadosh. He writes that Avraham Avinu knew that if he's going to buy it from Ephraim, afterwards he's going to come with tainus. Ephraim is going to come with a tainus for Mekach Toys. It's worth more than what you sold it to me for. Even if it was Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, a Hoin Rav. But he'll come and say, no, it's worth more. The Umis Ha'ilim today, they come, they say, no, give it back, it's worth more. So Zokta Rechayim, that's why Avraham Avinu bought it with Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, Oiver LaSoicher. He didn't use it, for those learning in the Sugyas and Azov now in the Daf Yomi, he didn't do it using Kinyan Kesef, Kar Kenikta V'Kesef. Because if it's Kar Kenikta V'Kesef, it's, I know, it's worth much more. He did it with Kinyan Chalipin. Normally you can't do Chalipin with a Matbeya. But Dafka Avraham Avinu did it with special Matbeyos that are Oivra La Soicher. Since those Matbeyos are Oivra La Soicher, they can actually trigger off a Kinyan Chalipin. And that's why he used Kesef Moli Oivra La Soicher, and in Chalipin there won't be a Tain of Aino. A Gevaldik Evar. But the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Gimel learns out Kicha Kicha is the Ephraim, and there's a Sugya Arucha there that explains no, Faker, that Kedushin is with Kesef, not with Chalipin. And the Rechaim is explaining that the Mekach of the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, Punkt Fakert, was Takedon on Yedei Kinyan Chalipin. It needs a grace of Pirush. Torachim. Weiter. Ephraim, the Balaturim writes, Avraham Avinu is buying the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah from Ephraim. Balaturim writes, Ephraim is Choser Vav, it's missing a Vav. It says Ephraim without a Vav. And it's Gematria 400, which works out. If you take out the Vav, it's Gematria 400. With the Vav, it would be 406. But what does the Baal HaTur mean? And he paid 400 shekel kesef. What does the Baal HaTur mean? Ephraim is Choser Vav, and it's Gematria 400. Choser Vav, Vav is the connector. Vav is an ois that connects. It connects people to among each other, it connects a person to the Bairi Olam, it connects a person to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, which you said is a whole mitzvah of Chibur. Ephraim is not shayach to that. He's not shayach, to the Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. That's the only thing he's connected to. He's Choser Vav. He Bechlal isn't connected to any of that. And that's why he loses it. That's why Avraham Avinu buys it from him. He's Kuloi. Ephraim, the Medrash says also, Ephraim is Gematria Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra is 400. An Ayin Toiv, because it has a Vav, C is the other. It's connected. Ephraim is Ayin Ra, which is also Gematria 400. He's the 400. And that's what he gets. He gets his 400. He wanted it, he got it. Yes, the Hemshech HaParsha. Avraham Zokein, Bo Vayomim, Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. What does it mean, Bakoil? Many pshatim. The Gemara in Baba Basra itself brings many pshatim in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin. What it means, Bakoil? I heard once a pshat. What does it mean, Bakoil? We know Avraham Avinu was Nisnasa be'Esr Nisyonis, and he won all of them. He was Menaseich. He was Omad Bekulam. There's an Nisoyin of Lech Lecha. The letters Lamed Chof. But the truth is, we spoke the previous weeks. In the Akedah, by the Nisoyin of the Akedah, which is at the other end of the Nisoyinus, it also says, Lech Lecha. El Eretz HaMairi of Aleh Yosham Lo'ela. Lech Lecha. There's the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha, but there's also the Lech Lecha of the Akedah. And we explained the previous week that the Pshat is that the Lech Lecha of leaving Artecha is a day-to-day Nisoyin. It's not you do something once and then it's over, you did it. It's a continuous Nisoyin. The Akedah was a one-time action. And the Medrash even contrasts the two, which is a harder Nisoyin. The Nisoyin of day to day, I said a lotion, it's of living with Mesiris Nefesh, or to die for Mesiris Nefesh. It's not Pashat, which is easier. But the point is, Hashem Be'erach Savram Ba'kol, Beis Kol. Both, Lech Lecha, the letters Chof Lamed, Beis Kol. He was Menatzeach on both fronts. Sai on the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha, and Sai on the Lech Lecha of the Akedah. Now the Gemara says in Baba Basra, though, many other pshatim. What does it mean? Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. And the Gemara brings the machloikis. Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. Rav Meir Oimer, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. What does it mean? Avram had everything? Everything, get everything. He didn't have a daughter. Why is not having a daughter an expression of everything? Well, ask someone who's making a chasna for a daughter. That's why it's not everything. Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. But Rav Meir says, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Rav Yehuda argues and says, Punk Faken. Vashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. Shahoyoloi Bas. So we have a machloikis here. And the Gemara then even continues, Acher Moimrim. Bas Hoyola Avram Avinu. He had a daughter. Ubakoil Shmo. Her name was Bakoil. Ibn Ezra brings this shot, but he asks, Abizai, it should have said, Vashem Berech is Avraham Bibakoil. Her name was Bakoil. Her name wasn't Koil, her name was Bakoil. Hashem Berech is Avram Bibakoil. How do I know? Maybe her name was Koil. Abad, her name was Bakoil. Because Bakoil, Rashi brings, is Gematria Ben. Koil is not Gematria Ben. And I saw Murray the Gazach. How could there be a Machloikis Tanoim? Rav Meir Oimer, that he didn't have a daughter. Rav Yehuda Oimer, that he did have a daughter. Zok the Ksav Soifer. He had a daughter. And she was nifta right away. Viliv Koisav, that he was boicha also on Bako. So he had a daughter, but she was nifta. So Rav Meir is stressing the fact that he didn't have the daughter. And Rav Yehuda says, no, the Maisi had the daughter. Of his optic Sav Soifer, we know the late Sonny Hador were tiny. First of all, they were tiny, may Abimelech Nisabra Sora. Which is only a halbal Sonis, because it's still a Moises and an Ace that a Sora had a child. Which you could say, but it wasn't the Schuss of Abimelech, it wasn't the Schuss of Avram. Maybe. Over, some of the late sonim were saying that it wasn't from Sarah or Avimelech. Avram and Sarah Pashat adopted a child. A manzer and ashuk. That's what the other nusach of the late sonim were. That Avram Avinu and Sarah adopted a manzer. No. Hashem made a neis that Avram Avinu and Sarah afterwards had a daughter. The purpose of this daughter, her name is Bakoil, and it's gematria ben. Show that Yitzchok, the son, is really his son. And then she's nifter, because that was the purpose. The Bakoil, Gematria Ben, is to prove that Avram and Yitzchok, Avram and Sarah, really are the parents of Yitzchok. So it's Bakoil, but it's Gematria Ben. And that's why her name is Bakoil, not Koil. And Ibn Ezra has a good kasha. It should have said, Hashem Berech is Avram, Bibakoil. The Shaila is what? Yeah, I'm not going to answer Ibn Ezra. I'm warning someone to answer Ibn Ezra by saying the name is Koil.
I think his question is not only looking at the
Mother. Yes, it's, no, it's the only question that's the name, though. It's only a Cherem that says that was her name.
I know, but even if you say it's Gematria Ben, Bakoil is Gematria Ben.
So yeah, but if it's a Beit Hashemesh, if it's only the Meshamesh, it's not part of the Cheshmer. And it's all by two. Right? Cool. Now, I have a Shaila in Pshat. Rav Meir says he didn't have a daughter, Rav Yehuda says he did have a daughter. Fine. What does that have to do with the sugya? One of the biggest problems over here is a big arichus of the chippus of a shidduch for Yitzchak to find Rivka. Why is that a necessary hakdama? Because Avram didn't have a daughter or did have a daughter. So pshat hazeh, if you learn that Avram Avinu didn't have a daughter, you know what the pasuk is saying? Avram Avinu didn't have a daughter. Because if he had a daughter, he wouldn't be looking for a shidduch. Yitzchak could marry that daughter if he didn't have a daughter. So that's what the pasuk's saying. Avraham Avinu is looking for a shidduch. So Herzl, a daughter he doesn't have. So he has to go find a shidduch. Because if he would have had a daughter, Yitzchak could marry that daughter. So the Olam is going to say, Vafheit, it's Yitzchak's sister. First of all, even if Ben Noach is usher to marry his sister. And besides, the Ovis kept the whole Torah. So it's a doichik pshat. Of Shimon or Avoysa. If you learn the other way, that it's Avram Avinu, Bakoil, that he did have a daughter. Toysis and Baba Basra, the Kuf Memalis, asks the Kasha. He asks, why did Avram Avinu look for a Shidduch for Yitzchak? Why didn't Yitzchak just marry Bakoil? As I prep Toysis, so Toysis to Terus. Either she was too young, Bakoil was too young, or she was Hagar's daughter. And that's the teretz to the kasha. What was the kasha? What's the teretz? Oh, but you see, the Tosfos says that if there would be a daughter who's not the daughter of Hagar and she is a little bit older, it would have been a tzigah past the shidduch. So we could say pshat And the other way, if Hashem Berech at Avram Bakol that he didn't have a daughter, that's the pshat. Because if he would have had a daughter, he would have married her off to Yitzchak. The question is, Taita says Bakol was too young. How young was she? Rivka was 3. So what, Bakol was 2? So the emes is, the Chassam Sofer writes that the emes, Eliezer had Tzfitas HaDerech, but he says that Eliezer only had Tzfitas HaDerech in one direction. Because it was Rivka's 3rd birthday. And a Giyoris can't be Megayer after 3 years of old and be mutter to a Kayin. And Yitzchak, who's a carbon oiler, has a Bechina of Kayin. And therefore, he had to make it there boy by Yoim, because if he'd come even a day later, it would already be too late. It would be a Giyoris in his Gaira, La'achar Sholosh. On the way home, he has a whole Cheshman, he didn't have Tzfitas HaDerech. You know, Lovin is telling him, let her stay longer. Anyway, he's going to have Tzfitas HaDerech. He says, no, the Tzfitas HaDerech was only this direction for that Reva. So she's exactly 3. Now, what's the deal? So what's Bakel? She's 2. What's the problem? If the Emes Teretz is that Tosfos in 5 places learns, and Yevamos in a few places, and Daskenim, and I hold it's this Tosfos here in Bava Basra also, it's a Machlokes. Rivka was really 14. It says, Nishala Sanaira, she was 14. We'll work out the Cheshbonim, but Rivka was 14. So Rivka was 14, Bakel was a little younger. And that's about the Emes Teretz. But you could suggest like this. What's wrong if she's too young? What's the problem? You can marry up a girl at any age. Teretz says, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Osir la'odom l'kadash es bitoy kishin k'tano. It's a heretzuk. Avram is the father of Bakel. If he's going to make a haimash shidduch between Yitzchak and Bakel, that's a problem because Bakel is too young. I, Rivka, is only 3. Yeah, but it's the Mechuzin's daughter. He doesn't care. If Besuel is marrying off a daughter that's not a ketana, he keeps the mitzvah. Avraham Avinu keeps the mitzvah. He can't marry off his daughter when she's a ketana. But it doesn't bother him that Besuel is beprat that things work out, or known for Besuel that he's dead and a yisoyim, but you could marry off when she's a ketana. So that grada works out anyways. But Bakoil is Avraham's daughter. Bakoil can't marry. Bakoil herself can't marry Yitzchak. Now the shaila is the Gemara in Yevamos says that a person, if he's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, is already supposed to marry another wife, and the Gemara learns it out from Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara even says, because Avraham Avinu waited 10 years from when he entered Eretz Yisrael. Until he was in Eretz Yisrael doesn't count. Avraham Avinu entered Eretz Yisrael at the age of 75. He waited 10 years, didn't have kids, marries Hagar at the age of 85. At the age of 86, a year later, has Yishmael, and that's why Yishmael was 13 years old when Avraham Avinu was 99. Frek Techeshek Shloima, when Avraham Avinu was 95, he still didn't have a daughter. Even if it's Bakel, she's coming later, why didn't he marry another wife at the age of 95? This halacha, that if you don't have children, you're supposed to marry another wife. It applies even if you have a son, but you didn't have a daughter? Or it only applies if you totally don't have children? So it's a clear in the Achrayim and the Poiskim. But he brings a ra'i. He says, otherwise, why did Avraham Avinu, at 85, he married Hagar in order to have children? He didn't have anything yet. He finally has a son, Mela. But where's the daughter? Why didn't he get married again at 95? To find right to have a daughter. Elamite by having a son is enough. But you could say that's good for the Cheshbin. We said earlier, Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil, that we set up shot that he didn't have a daughter. Because if he would have, he would have married her to Yitzchak. I want to say the other way now. Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil that he did have a daughter. You know why that's important? Because if he didn't have a daughter, why is he looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? He should look for a shidduch for himself first. He also still doesn't have a daughter. So the pasuk, no, Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil that he does have a daughter. He does have a daughter. So he's able to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Now, if the pasuk says the whole story how Eliezer comes to the heir and he says, Hakrein Olafonai, and the Gemara says in Tainus, Shloisha Shalu Shaloi Kehoigen. There were 3 people that put in a request that wasn't Kehoigen. Eliezer Eved Avram, because Eliezer Eved Avram asked for that Hashem should send him the right Shidduch, and the Gemara says, how does he know? Maybe it's going to be a Chigeres or a Suma. How does he know who she is, what she is? And Shaul HaMelech also. Shaul HaMelech promised whoever's going to kill Goliath is going to get Oysher Rav and also going to be Zoycha to the king's daughter. It could be anyone. It could be an Ebed or a Mamzer. And he was Zoycha. It was David. And finally, the third one, Yiftach. Yiftach said, whoever comes out of my house first, I'm going to make up as a korban. And his daughter came out of the house. And that's the whole story over there in the north. But based on this three oifanim, it's interesting. When the Gemara is describing why Eliezer's request wasn't so ay-ay-ay, it says, because maybe she'll be a chigeres or a suma. When it says that Goliath's request wasn't, Shaul's request wasn't so oifgalton, it's because maybe it's going to be an eved or a mamzer. Frektoisis, by Eliezer also, it could have said, maybe she'll be a shifcha or a mamzeres. Why over there doesn't talk about yichas, it talks about the physical differences. Zoktoisis in one shot, because by Isha the Ikuk paid this for Yoifi. And then he says another shot of Peli, he says, because it was Koyde Matan Torah. Since it was Koyde Matan Torah, it didn't make a difference to Eliezer if it was a Shivcha. The Ikur is just the Nidin if she's going to be Yofet. So there's a lot of problems over here. First of all, the Achronim ask, if he sees that she's a Chigeris or a Suma, so he won't offer to ask for the water. That you can see, if it's a physical Mum. So the Rishonim explained, Tosfos already explained, it means she has a Vamum, but it's not something you can tell. There was a whole Shiloh, a famous Machloikis between Rav Aaron Kotler and Rav Issa Zalman. There was a Bocher who was very short. And there was a Shiloh, Gabi Shetuchin, and they were clearing, maybe there's an Eitzah, there's special kind of shoes that make you look mamish 6 inches taller. When he goes out on a date, he should wear these kleftelach, it's a special kind of shoe, it makes you look tall. So, he's going to go out, looks half decent height, and the girl's going to say to herself, gone short, but if he'll wear kleftelach, it's going to be alright. Same old, no case of it. So, that's what it meant, Yochel Chigeris Asuma. Not the Shail of Shifra. Frektim Marshon Tainis. Avraham Avinu gave Eliezer specific instructions to only take from Benois Mishpachtoi. So the Chayle Eliezer's Shaloika Hoigen, that he's saying, whoever gives me the water, I'm going to make a Shidduch there, and it's a Shaila Shaloika Hoigen. It's much more Shaloika Hoigen. It's Shaloika Hoigen, because maybe it's not going to be from Mishpachas Avraham Bechlal. So where did the Gazach? One Teretz the Marsha says this. On that, Eliezer was ready Soimach on Tefillah, and he was Mispalu that Chaylik Shibi. The Chashash is only on Mamzer on Chigeres Vesum. Why didn't he daven for that? Maybe you could, but he didn't. And that's the Shaloika Hoigen. I think that's John Marsha. But then the Marsha says another Pshat. It's a big Mapecha. But Emes is a big Machloikis Rishoyim. In the Pesukim, you know, it says the whole story of Eliezer twice. When he's telling it over to Besuel, he says over the whole story again. And the Emes, I once heard a Pshat. Interesting. What's the Pshat to say the whole story again? Yofet Dichoson Shalav Deyobes. I heard a Pshat. It says Eliezer's coming there, he's davening, it's a tefillah, sichos and shalav deyobes. So what's the second time? Chazoras Hashatz. And that's them is when he comes, he's telling us all the story. So they say, you know, maybe you'll eat. He says, no, first I have to say over. So they say, no, daber, mach shayna chazoras Hashatz. He says, no, ever avrom anoichi, chazoras Hashatz, klor, yadavart, ibe gechazel et feit them all. So now, there's a very interesting stira. In the original description in the Torah, first, he gives her all the jewelry, and then he wakes up and he asks, Nubat Mia. He doesn't know Bechlal Shifra, Chigeres, Eza Mishpach doesn't know anything. When he tells over the story, he suddenly switches it around that he had all the info. He did all the. He's up in the research. He did all that. So which is the Emes? So the Machlokes is Mishonim. Rashi learns that the Emes is, he took the risk and right away gave her all the jewelry and then asked. Later, when he tells the Mechutin, he switches the story, it looks more reasonable. Of a Toysis and Chulon, that's not the Aleph, and a lot of Rishonim also, learn that no, that Ein Mufta Mucha B'Torah, the Emes Avada, the Emes is that Hitaka asked first the info. So Fakeret, that she's from Mishpachas Avram, and who is it that she's not Mamzeres V'Shitcho, that he knows, because he asked the questions. You have to know to ask the right questions. But that he asked those questions. Then you're only left with the Shaila of Mamzeres of Chigeres V'Suma. That's why the Gemara says Chigeres V'Suma. Now it says that Eliezer came here with 10 Gemalim. The Chizkuni says, why 10 Gemalim? Because we know that Eliezer Be'emes was the Shliach to do the Kedushin. It wasn't the Pshat that he was bringing Rivka back, that she should get married to Yitzchak in Eretz Yisrael. Eliezer was the Shliach to do the Chalois Kedushin. Now the Emes is You need a minion. Birchas Eris and Basara. Zok the Cheskuni. The 10 Reich Bei HaGemalim was the minion, not the Gemalim. The Reich Bei HaGemalim is the minion for the Asara. So there's a real, it's a Chalois Kedushin that's doing Vashlichus. The Kasha is, how does Yitzchak get married without looking at Rivka? Gemara says in Kedushin, Asr la'odom l'kadosh ha'se'isha ad she'irena. How does he send a shliach to be mekadoshim, and the kedushin is already going to be chal over there in over there by Lavan and Basul? So we already asked this question the previous week by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he says to Sarah, I didn't realize. Why didn't he look before? So we have many terutzim, but not most of them don't work for Yitzchak. We said a teretz that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after the bris milah when he married Sarah was before. That's not going to work for Yitzchak. We said that Avraham married Sarah was in chutz la'aretz. Here it's a little sticky. Yitzchak is in Eretz Yisrael. He's making a chalois kedushin in chutz la'aretz without looking. But that's l'chayra shtickel prav. That's l'chayra shtickel prav. Now, it's a big shaila. How could Eliezer be the shliach? How could Eliezer be the shliach? An Eved is not able to be a shliach because he's not a ben bris. An Eved is not able to be a shliach. And also, he's ain't a betoyer, is getting the kedushin. What's the shaila that Eliezer could be a shliach? The Yemen says, I saw once a pshat, I think the Chanukah's a toyer. The Rishonim already say that. That's when you saw that Avraham made a t'nai with Eliezer, that if he taka finds the right shidduch and he has to do the shlichus, he's making a t'nai that he should become a shukhra. And I even heard of Shad, that's why Eliezer tells him they're offering it to eat. He says, I don't know, because Eved is not mitzaref to Zimun. But I don't know what my status is, because on the tzad that the shidduch is going to go through, I'm going to become a ben chayr and I am shaykh to the Zimun. On the tzad not, I'm remaining an Eved. I can't be part of the Suda yet, because I don't know where my status is for the Suda. But it was Taka tonight that he should become a shukhr. But another mahalach is, according to the Rimagash says that an Eved could be a shliach lohilocha. An Eved could only not be a shliach l'kabbalah. The whole nidden why. But the Rimagash sheet is that an Eved, in fact, could be shliach lohilocha. It would be a geshmak araya from here that's why Eliezer, even as an Eved, is able to still be a shliach. The Pella is, though, that it says Eliezer, Avraham Avinu makes a t'nai with Eliezer that he should make a shvua, that he's not going to take from the wrong mishpacha. Why does he have to make a shvua? First of all, Eliezer is a shliach, and you can make the minu shlichus al t'nai. And you can say that the shlichus is not chal unless it's the right one. The shlichus could be al t'nai. According to what we just said before, Benoisaf the shichrer. The shichrer is only al tnai. Benoisaf the chalei two shaylos. One is that the shlichus for the kedushin can be al tnai, that it's the right shidduch, and also that the shichrer of Eliezer is al tnai. Why is it necessary? I don't know what that is. Why is it necessary that he should make a shvua? But about it, that's what he did. It says simla yotcha takas yurechi, and he tells him to make a shvua. So he could, again, it's foolproof. He could make a tanai in the shlichus, a tanai in the shichur. No, he wants him to make a shvur. He wants to cover himself on all grounds. You know, because it's not so pashut who this Eliezer was. Eliezer, on one hand, is doilu mashke mitairis rabi lacherim. We're talking about someone, Nisgav, who's mentioned in the Torah. According to some midrashim, he's oig melech haboshon. I have a shtickle problem with that, because oig melech haboshon was before the Mabul, and Eliezer, Eved Avraham, is a Kenani, and Kenan was born after the Mabul. So you have to say there's two oiks, and there's anyways right, you have to say there's two oiks. But there's things to do with that. But if you learn Taka, he was a Zagrois a mensch, and according to the Pshat that he's oik, there's even a medrash that says that Avraham Avinu once screamed at him, and Miroif Pacha, that Avraham Avinu was Goar boy, you know, Eliezer, so his tooth fell out. And it says Avraham Avinu made a shane, a kisei shel shane, an ivory chair. He was that big. Avraham Avinu made a chair for himself. I'm not sure why the Nefilas Hashem doesn't make Eliezer Meshuchrer already. And also, I was never clear about when the Eved is Meshuchrer with the Shein, who gets the Shein? Does the Eved get the Shein? Or does the Odoin get the Shein? Over here, Avraham Avinu took the Shein. There's a famous story with the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Klezmer Rebbe was once describing Eliezer, and I'm not sure what the Nakuda was, but he wanted to bring out that you couldn't trust him. That's why you had to make a shuwa. You couldn't trust him. And he drifted away to Psashprach. He says, he didn't even have a beard. He had a fake beard, a Purim beard. He glued it on. I go, yeah, the Klezmer Rebbe, so he's good. That's how he described it. So one of the Hasidim screamed out, he says, Rebbe, it's the first Rashi. The Pasuk says, Avram Avinu tells Avdoi Zakan Beisoi. Now, Zakan Beisoi is a dictic rule. Since the word Zakan is attached to Beisoi, so you don't say Zakon, you say Zakan Beisoi. So Rashi says, Lefisha hu Dabuk, since the word Zakan is attached, so Nokut Zok Zakan. So this Chassid was saying, that state the Rebbe's bar, that his beard is attached. Lefisha hu Dabuk. So there's an under of John the Rashi, but there's a Shein Amaisa. So, don't understand it. So the Pshata Zeh, it says that he made him make a Shavua. Simno Yodcha Tachas Yerechi, the Gemara says in Shavua, that by Shavua you need Nikitas Chepet, and since you need Nikitas Chepet, which mitzvah did Avram pick? Bris Milo. Why Bris Milo? Avram Avinu had Tzilun also, since the Torah is it, Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Terakul. What's the Milo? So Rashi says, the next Rashi, L'fishanish B'tzorach Sheyifo B'yodi Chepet Shal Mitzvah K'men Tev Torah Mezuzo Tzilun. V'hamilo ha'isa mitzvah rishayin aloi. Milo was his first mitzvah. U'bolei al yidei tsar. So this was chavavolov. What does Rashi mean? The Milo was his first mitzvah. We declared a dozen times already. Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu can't call Torah Kula. Did he only start keeping Kala Torah Kula after he was mahal? Or did he already keep the Torah before he was mahal? If you do it, the big machloikis, we made a lot of cheshbonis with this. If you learn that he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mauled, then the Rashi is beautiful. Chaysamilo Rishoyin Eloi was his first mitzvah. Because that's when he started keeping the mitzvahs. But if you learn that Avraham Avinu was already keeping the mitzvahs from when he was 48, so then he was doing plenty of mitzvahs before. You have to say no, but he was doing it in a bechinna of Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol Terakul. Over a tzivoy, a tzivoy mefurish. This was his first tzivoy mefurish. But could be, I want to tell the oil, maybe you have a whole different shot on Rashi. Rashi's not only bothered, why did he pick Mila and not Tefillin or Mezuzah, which he was certainly having also. Why did he pick his Mila? Why not Eliezer's Mila? Why not one of the other B'nai Bais? So Rashi's saying, L'fishi mitzvah rishoyin aloi. He was mal himself first. Now if the oil remembers, we made this goof of Big Machloikis rishoyin. The Ramban holds that Avraham Avinu was mal himself last. First he was mal with B'nai Beisoi, and he was zimei l'hemboi elam harbe, and then he was mal. Efshe Rashi, we have Cheshbonis proven Rashi Minei Ubei, but that's the Rashi Minei. It's the mitzvah Rishoyin Eloi that he was mal himself first. That's why he chose his Mila as opposed to the Eved's Mila. There is another Yeshiva Shetayra that Avram's Mila is a Chepsa Shel Mitzvah, Eliezer's Mila is only the Mila of Eved, it's just a Chiv on the Odoin, it's not considered Chepsa Shel Mitzvah. And also, Behem Behem is the Hemshech. Ubo Eloi Al Yedei Tsar. What does Rashi mean by that? Again, it could be Mila is Tsar as opposed to Tfilin, which is not Tsar. Or no, the other way. His Mila is by Yidei Tzar. Why not Eliezer's Mila? Someone else's, because it was Baaloi Al Yidei Tzar. Which is for us, it's a big sugya, which is another monin. At the end of the parasha, you have the sugya of Keturah. There's a machloket, the sugya in Zvachin, whether Keturah is Hagar or Keturah is someone else. According to the Sfarim, if she's someone else, then it's very interesting that Avraham Avinu had three wives. One is Sarah from Bnei Shem. One is Hagar from Mitzrayim, who's from Chom. And if Keturah is not Hagar, she's Yochni, if she's someone else, then she's from Yefes. So Avraham Avinu, the MS is Av Hamoin Goyim from all the different aspects. Now the Gemara says that Bnei Keturah Achayiv and Milo. Bnei Keturah Achayiv and Milo. Yishmael not. I mean, they do it at 13, that's their business, but they're not Chayiv. Over Bnei Keturah Achayiv and Milo, and the Rambam learns that even the Doyer says the deal that Bnei Keturah Achayiv and Milo. Rashi Grab learns from Sanhedrin only those original six Midian, Yishbak, the names, those six specific sons, not Ladoiris. But the Raman learns even Ladoiris, B'nai Keturah, Archaiv, and Mila. Which leads to a big kasha that the Marsha asks, why does it say by Yisroi? Yisroi was from Midian, and the Pasuk says by Yichad, Yisroi, and there's many Pshatim, but one of them is that by Yichad Yisroi, that he took a Cheref Chado, and he was Mal himself. Why was he Mal himself if he was from Midian? He's already a Bnei Keturah. He was already Mal as a Ben Keturah. Zok de Marsha. Well, I would have said, his Mila as a Ben Keturah is not for Jewish, for Gayrus he needs to do. But he's already Mal, so what's going on? So the Yisoid is, there's a big Arichas in the Shabbos Tariyeh, say just in one line, and the Marsha says, the Zoyechet Bem says, now, B'nai Keturah have Mila, but they don't have Priya. Because as we spoke the other week, Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua. Avraham Avinu granted did, because he kept all the mitzvahs, at least after he started mounting himself. But B'nai Keturah don't have Priya. That's why a Ben Keturah cannot be a Moyel for someone else. Not even to do the Mila, it's a Knesh. Okay, let a Ben Keturah at least be Mal someone, let someone else do the Priya. No, Avada Ben Keturah, since they don't have Mila, or Avada not Shaykh to Yiddish Mila, even to the Mila part. And that's why also the Gemara in the Dorm, Hanoider Min Ha'arelim, is also even on a Ben Keturah. Hanoider Min Ha'mahulim is also on a Yid, and not on a Ben Keturah. Ben Keturah, even though they have Mila, but being that they don't have Priya, they don't have the din of being called Mal. I'll end with one more Knesset Shpeit. B'nai Keturah, you know, we talked about this the other week. The Pasuk says, Kashativa Oysa Elikim, that Oysoi Veloy Oysa, only a father's Chayiv Tamal, not a mother. Famous Toysis and Kedushin that protest. Why do we need a Pasuk Oysoi Veloy Oysa? The mother is not Chayiv. Anyways, the Mitzvah Esse Shaz Mangrama, we've spoken many, many through into this Kasha. A new one from B'nai Keturah, the Minchas Chinuch, and the new Minchas Chinuch, the Hagoyis in the back. It brings from the Ben HaMechaber, an interesting terrace. By B'nai Keturah, there's also a Chayiv Mishtam on the father, not just that the Ben Keturah has to mount when he's 13. If some of the father has to, does the mother have to? By B'nai Keturah, there's no rule of Zman Rama. But nevertheless, by B'nai Keturah also, there's no Chiyuv, because Oysoi, V'loy Oysoi. You need the Niyat of Oysoi, V'loy Oysoi, to be Mamayit. And also by B'nai Keturah, the Chiyuv is only on the father, not on the mother. The rule of Zman Rama is not applicable, that as I am done the Minchas Chinuch, by B'nai Keturah. Good. Yeah, I'll give you the details.